I don't have a credit line like that. Happy birthday, NASA. Here's a number for you. NASA has spent nearly $800 billion in space. Joining us now is Dr. Alex Rowland, who's a professor of history at Duke University. Dr. Rowland, you know, the birthday is definitely worth celebrating. There's a lot of history associated with NASA, but it's also a story of big science maybe gone wrong in our era. Why should NASA perhaps not be so celebratory on its 50th birthday?
Well, the space program has kind of gone off the tracks. The current administrator, Michael Griffin, has said that the space shuttle and the space station were a mistake, and he proposes to lead NASA back to a better program. But actually, what he's proposing to do is the same thing that NASA's been doing ever since the Apollo program, that is for 35 years or more, trying to go back to the moon and go to Mars. And if he continues with that policy, I think the next 35 years in space is going to look very much like the last 35 years.
Well, the Carl Sagan mission in space was all about using the Earth as a platform for creating a launch platform to get to the planets and then maybe out to the, you know, farther reaches of the galaxy. Not something that was going to happen in a few months. But what problems do we have to solve to even begin that mission, and you know, what have we avoided by doing the kind of flag on the moon projects?
Right. What we really have to do to achieve NASA's vision and Carl Sagan's vision, especially if it entails sending people out into space, is develop a launch vehicle that can get us from the surface of the Earth up to low Earth orbit practically, safely, and economically. This is what the shuttle was supposed to do, and the shuttle has been an abject failure in that regard. But instead of getting on with building a launch vehicle that we really need, NASA decided that it was going to simply fly the shuttle, and the costs of the shuttle are what have made the space station impractical. So if NASA wants to realize its vision, it has to invest now in research and development for a better launch vehicle. If you're going to fly to Mars, it costs you as much to fly the first 200 miles up into low Earth orbit as it costs to go all the rest of the millions of miles to Mars and back.
Wow. Talk about fuel for a minute. I mean, we always carry our fuel into space from sources on Earth. To actually do an interplanetary capability, what are we going to need to develop there?
Well, the fuel is the problem because we have to carry it up into space, because we're dependent upon chemical rockets to get up into low Earth orbit, we have to carry all that weight with us. We need a different launch vehicle. Once we're in space, it requires comparatively little fuel to move around and to accelerate to great speeds. So the real problem is getting from here to low Earth orbit.
And there's no way that the shuttle, which I guess is $1 billion mission, I mean, if they call it a space bus, that's quite a fare box there on the shuttle. But there's no way to use the space station, even in some, you know, different configuration as a lower Earth orbit launch capability to get to the moon or Mars?
Not this space station.
Really?
That's what the space station was really envisioned for to start with. But they realized that with being dependent on the shuttle, it was too expensive to build and maintain the space station they wanted. So what we have really is a pared-down space station that isn't good for much of anything except for people to sit on it in a kind of flagpole sitting to demonstrate that we can do it. There isn't even much science going on it.
Well, last thing then. I mean, China has entered the race. There's private sector entries here. Do they offer any sort of innovations that NASA can't begin to come up with?
Ever since Apollo, NASA has been trying to create the impression that there is some kind of new space race going on as a justification for their own programs, because truth be told, we will no doubt go back to the moon and go to Mars and other places eventually, but there is no race. There's no rush to get there, and NASA needs to stop what it's doing and get on with the serious business of building a launch vehicle that will make it possible.
sober thoughts for a 50th birthday. Dr. Alex Rowland, thank you very much for joining us.
You're most welcome.
Dr. Alex Rowland is a professor of history at Duke University. We've got some responses on the website.
We do. Derek says to us, this country should have kept going to the moon. We were getting good at the process, and the technology was getting cheaper and better. It's an absolute shame, he says, that politics proved the only reason we went at all was the need to best an enemy.
Can we do anything, Dylan, to help our friend Evan, who's on the website saying, I'm waiting for a bus to take me to New York City and I'm wishing for a jetpack? Can we help Evan out at all? All right, great. We're going to send him one right away. You can reach us at 877-8MYTAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org.
All we can say is, Evan, we feel your pain.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.